evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is the first day of August 2019. 8-1-8-1. Now, I tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that's going to be the only way. You see, that's going to be the only way that we get through what's getting ready to come. Now, the other day, some people were talking about on the 31st, we'd start to see stuff break open, information. And it's really kind of interesting, isn't it? And it really then ties in with other items as well, does it not? And the fact is that when we look at what was predicted, or that ISIS came out. ISIS came out and talked about terror that was going to be done in the United States and in different places in the world. That plan sounded like the old Operation Blackjack plan. And if you've never seen this, and there's a lot of new listeners, you've never seen it, go to, quote unquote, Operation Blackjack, comma, do the search engine. Don't ever say that word with the G, Google. Do it somewhere else. Do the search engine on Operation Blackjack, London Sunday Telegraph, art section. And what you'll get when you get that, you'll see that there's about, I think it's four or five different parts or segments of what are like comic books or cartoon-like comic books, not cartoons, but comic books, talking about usage by a Muslim quote-unquote entity blowing up various capital cities with nuclear weapons, all right? But then as you get down into that, you start to see that this is all part of a false flag to throw the United States under a martial law. Now, I'm not saying that Trump would do this. I'm saying that as we get close to the deep state or whatever, I don't even like that term. I'm talking about the Luciferian top slaughters and their minions within the U.S. intelligence community, within the U.S. Agencies like the FBI, the ATF, and those type of agencies, like the top slaughters in the banks and in other parts of government, and in the military, in the top slots, and on down through the ranks, on down through the various officer corps ranks that Obama replaced the good people and put the Lucy types in there. That's how he got rid of, like, tough, old-time, good quality non-coms and lieutenants and captains and majors, colonels, all up and down the line, even in the generals and admirals. So then what else do we also have? Because I think these tie together. You got Antifa, which allegedly is backed by George Soros, and I think there's plenty of documentation that shows that various groups that are associated with Antifa have been on George Soros' payroll. Allegedly, the Antifa might be getting $20 an hour. They may be getting paid better than the new minimum wage that the demon communist rat people running for the presidency are bringing out. So we've got all of that going on, plus you still have Iran, and then you've got in the background, you have Hamza bin Laden was killed, probably taken out by either U.S., Israel, or the Brits, or somebody, or maybe a combo of all. And it's kind of interesting because here is all this threat of terrorism, and then what do we start to see immediately, okay? What do we start to see as we get the idea? And interestingly enough, let me just go into this. This was a day or two ago. Ex-FBI chief of staff says Russian conspiracy came from Obama White House. World Net Daily. Ex-FBI chief of staff, Russian conspiracy came from Obama White House. Newly released transcript of Comey's official private testimony. James Rybicki, are you listening, Fiddle with Boys internally? Are you listening up, huh? James Rybicki, who served as chief of staff to former FBI director James Comey, suggested in sworn testimony that the Trump-Russia collusion investigation was orchestrated by Obama's White House in October 2016, according to newly released Bureau documents. So FBI Bureau documents document that, okay? A heavily redacted transcript of Rybicki's interview with the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, that's not Mueller, it's the Office of Special Counsel, includes an unidentified prosecutor's summary of the former FBI official's testimony. So that we understand, the prosecutor says that at some point in October 2016, there was, I guess, a desire by the White House to make some kind of a statement about Russians. That would be Russia's participation in the election. The next page is omitted. Then the U.S. OSC, not to be confused, Robert Mueller's special counsel, is a permanent independent federal investigative and prosecutorial agency designed to protect federal employees from reprisal for whistleblowing. Lawyer Ty Clevenger obtained the documents as part of a lawsuit on behalf of businessman Ed Bukowski, who claims that columnist Ellen Ratner told him that murdered Democratic National Committee worker Seth Rich, murdered DNC committee, you know, worker Seth Rich, and his brother are the ones that provided the DNC emails before the 2016 election. Not Russia. So Seth Rich, who was murdered, only he wasn't murdered on the spot. He got taken to a hospital, and his doctor, they had him in there. He was talking and everything, and he was alive. And then if you recall that at some point the men in black, or was it FBI, was it the FBI that came into the room? I don't know. Some men in black. Was it NSA or was it the FBI? Was it Strzok or was it McCabe or was it Comey himself or who was it ever it was? Was it somebody in the FBI or was it somebody in the CIA or was it hired muscle by the Clintonians or somebody else? Or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was in bed with the Pakistani terrorists who were in control of all of the DNC and the Democratic servers and all of that. So you recall that Seth Rich was there and his doctor and was with him in the emergency room or in his room in a intensive care scenario. And somebody came in and told the doctor to leave. And when the doctor came back, Seth Rich allegedly was dead. Do you remember that reporting? So now these are the documents coming out. It looks like the White House, quote unquote, put its thumb on the scale, pressuring intelligence agencies to adopt the Democratic National Committee's talking points, i.e. to blame the stolen email on Russian hackers rather than an internal source like Seth Rich. The lawyer noted that no federal agency has examined the DNC servers, relying only on a redacted report from a private security company, CrowdStrike, that has strong Democratic affiliations. CrowdStrike was hired by Perkins & Cole, the law firm retained by Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC that hired Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS to produce the infamous anti-Trump dossier. The dossier of unverified claims, you see. So now this came out. So this is from James Rybicki, who served as chief of staff to former FBI director James Comey, suggested in sworn testimony that the Trump-Russia collusion investigation was orchestrated by Obama's White House in October 2016, according to newly released Bureau documents. So the heat is on, you see. Now we come out and we see that IG Horowitz referred Comey Chameleon to the DOJ for prosecution based upon possession of and leaking of classified material to a person who then took them to the newspaper or whatever, the New York Times or the WAPO or whatever it was. And then now it's come out as that Barr or the DOJ has sort of declined to prosecute him on that. Okay? So, is this the trial balloon by William P. Barr, who I told you was the one that covered up the Clintons and the CIA and all of the stuff in Arkansas, Operation Centaur Rose, and two other CIA operations? And I told you from the beginning that picking him, although it would look real good because he's clever, he might be just looking for an opportunity to make it all go away. And he sort of has taken it out of the headlines until now. It's starting to come out. But just like Hannity asked President Trump the other night, why did you not release all of the 302s? The FISA warrants, all of the requests for FISA, release all of that to the American people and the press so that America would know. And President Trump said, well, I gave it to a very capable man, the Attorney General William Barr, and blah, 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 blah. Now, I told you that that possibly would be to get his son-in-law and daughter off whatever they might have been in jeopardy in, and to bring back in the CIA. In other words, forced. A forced scenario. What do you call it? Where they got leverage on you, you know? So in the midst of this, and the terror threats from ISIS, Antifa, and now, if you recall, do you remember somebody else? Happened to be a general, didn't they? A very famous general for over 30 years, right? Who then became a senior advisor to President Trump or candidate Trump. You remember that general? Tell yourself his name, you see? Look him up. But do you remember what that general said on videotape about who created ISIS? You see how this all gets back and comes ring around the rosy. Old Flynn told you the truth a while back, didn't he? That the people who created ISIS were President Obama and other people in his administration. Do you remember the pictures of the ISIS spokesman and others when they were in quote-unquote plain clothes or T-shirts and jeans. And you remember who took pictures with them? John McCain, son of Cain, took pictures with the guy who became the spokesperson for ISIS. Do you remember that? And you remember Hillary and all of those people, they created the Arab Spring, you see, with Soros money, you see. And then they sort of got all of those Stinger missiles and provided those again to certain people and weapons that Gaddafi had, and they gave them over to ISIS, who then went on a tear through Syria, right? And created the caliphate, Syria and Iraq and all the caliphate bit, which then cost us billions of dollars and American lives and the lives of a ton of Syrians, Iraqis, Iranians, everybody. So Flynn, you see, who was targeted right off the bat and tricked into, you know, lying or not coming out and put in the trick bag to try to get him to compose or to lie about Trump. Well, you see, it's interesting, ain't it? So you got who created ISIS, according to Flynn, it's the Obama administration, okay? And their intelligence agency. Well, you also got to go back to Al-Qaeda. What does Al-Qaeda mean? Al-Qaeda means the base, B-A-S-E, the base, as in the CIA, allegedly, database, allegedly, that contained the Arabs and Muslims that would work for the CIA for cash money. Well, old Tim Osman, O-S-M-A-N, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, or later then changed to Usama, as in U-S-A, Ma bin Laden, who vacationed with the Bush family, whose family vacationed with the Bushes, and also were part owners in the Carlyle Group in the big Iridium satellite network of the United States. I talked to somebody one time through an email or something. I forget exactly how it was, but it was so long ago. That said they remembered when Tim Osman used to drink pina coladas and chase girls in Miami Beach. If you also recall, as long as we're pinning the tail on the elephants and donkeys, equal opportunity, that Osama bin Laden and Salim bin Laden, who were brothers, the older brother of Osama was Salim, or Salem, were business partners of George W. Bush out in West Texas. And that story used to be in the local paper in the way back, but it's probably gone now. And then it also was in the Wall Street Journal and other financial publications, how they were involved in an oil production company called Arbusto Energy with W. Bush. And that Salim bin Laden had a weird plane crash, okay? And then instead of the plane crash being investigated by the NTSB, National Transit Safety Board, that somebody from the military came in and took all the wreckage up and they transferred it back to Saudi Arabia, you see. But I remember seeing the picture of the Bin Laden brothers in this beautiful, I think it was baby blue Rolls-Royce Corniche convertible out there in West Texas with the old W, you know. So now we got the bona fides here on the sides of the coin. Who runs the terrorists, you see? Who creates them? Who wants to put their people in mufti, as the Brits say, in mufti? In other words, in the dress and habitation and the role, the legend of the terror people and their handlers. So it looks like we got it starting to come back up, and immediately after we hear from Joe DiGenova, who was a real good U.S. attorney. He's on Fox News quite a bit. WMAL Radio said former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova informed the audience that declassified documents will begin to be made public starting Wednesday, July 31st. Additionally, Mr. DiGenova states that confidently that U.S. Attorney John Durham, Bull Durham, is not conducting a review, but is conducting a full criminal investigation with a grand jury impaneled and currently receiving testimony from witnesses. Now, you see, here's the list of material possible for declassification. And all of this is going to involve Yates and Rosenstein and Comey and McCabe and Bente and Rubicki and Comey and Clapper. Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, and Brennan and all kind of people. And the Orrs and Starrock and all of those people. And what about Priestab and Halpern and all the others? We don't know. All versions of the Carter Page FISA application, DOJ, FBI, ODNI. All of the Bruce Orr 302s filled out by the FBI. All of Bruce Orr's emails. All supportive documents and material provided by Bruce Orr to the FBI. A whole list of this stuff here. And it was at a story. You see, it was on a story. Let's see where that was out of. It was, well, posted by Sundance. Okay, I don't know what that is, but it was out of a WMAL radio story, so there you go. So a whole lot of stuff potentially could come out, or Barr could decline to prosecute and do a limited hangout, which is what I've talked about from the very beginning that he would likely do. If you want to do something, get a postcard and say, full disclosure and prosecute him on down. You know, Obama, Clinton, you know, Lynch, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, all of them, just write them on down. Put them in an email nicely and say, if you don't prosecute them all and get them with what the evidence you got now and make it public to the American people, then the American people will never, ever trust the Department of Justice, the FBI, or any of those federal agencies. Now, in the midst of this climate where stuff is coming about their people, based on, like I said, James Rybicki's testimony and others, exclusive FBI, FBI documents warns that conspiracy theories are a new domestic terrorism threat. The FBI intelligence bulletin from the Bureau's Phoenix field office, which is also the one that back during Janet Reno put out the stuff who told you who the terrorists were back then, quote unquote. The terrorists back then were conspiracy theorists, those that believed in the literal interpretation of the Bible. In other words, if you're a true Christian, or if you're a Jew and you believe in the Old Testament, then you, believing in a literal interpretation, would be construed to be a terrorist. Veterans were to be terrorists, according to the FBI in Phoenix. And incidentally, Phoenix was owned by what? Owned by the Rockefellers. Remember when the Rockefellers used to take a picture? I remember from back in the 50s, all the Rockefeller brothers were there, and they had a big old tower in the downtown. I remember seeing that picture in a magazine or on a newspaper cover. And then they had the beer barons that allegedly, the wife of Son of Cain, her granddaddy or daddy was one of the major bootlegger beer baron that ran that area. You see what I'm trying to get you at here? So the FBI says that if you believe in a deep state conspiracy against President Trump, or that if you believe about Pizzagate and a pedophile ring that included Clinton and associates being run out of Washington, D.C. and other places. Now we heard, I guess, today or yesterday that Epstein was an FBI informant. So we're not supposed to believe in a pedophile ring. And if you do, then you're a conspiracy theorist, FBI. Well, it looks like you guys believed in a pedophile ring because you had Epstein as an informant. Fiddle with boys internally is getting to be what you guys are about. And perfect hairdos by Ivy League type attorney types like Ray Ray. And oh, I don't forget my friend old Malibu. Malibu's the number two. Malibu Bode is number two up there, as I recall. Malibu Bode Bodich, the one who slow walked and took over the San Bernardino terrorist investigation after the police chief said that we caught the third guy. We killed the husband and wife in the car in the shootout, but the third man took off down the road, down the backyards of these houses, and my officers chased him, and we got him in custody. After that police chief said that, he never talked on air again, other than to announce, Malibu Bodie Bodich, special agent in charge, sensitive information, hut, hut, hut. FBI man who slow walked that case and who made the third guy disappear. So are they going to try to make it disappear again? I don't know. But if you believe that there is a worldwide, there's a big pedophile ring, which has come out in the British Parliament, which has come out through Epstein and all kind of people, then you are the domestic terrorist. If you believe there was a deep state, you know, attempt to do a coup d'etat against President Trump, then you're a domestic terrorist. However, the FBI says that another driving factor driving the intensity of the threat is, quote-unquote, the uncovering of real conspiracies or cover-ups, including illegal, harmful, or unconstitutional activities by government officials or leading political figures. The FBI does not specify. But now we know that it was Comey, his chief of staff, Rybicki, admitting it in sworn testimony. Okay? Sworn testimony, Rybicki admits it, and then it's starting to come out. So FBI, your guys are the ones that were in the conspiracy to try to destroy and do a coup d'etat on the duly elected president of the United States. So if we believe you are involved in that, then we're the domestic terrorists? No. Your top slaughters, FBI, and incidentally, nobody should ever trust an FBI agent. I don't care if they're the so-called good ones, okay? Because You can't trust them because their top slots, the people running the whole FBI, tried to throw out your election. When you voted for President Trump, and now Ray Ray and all these people and the Phoenix people say that if you believe that Strzok and Page and Comey and all of these people, per Rabicki and others, or that Orr and all these people in the government, or that Brennan and Clapper, and that Obama allegedly ordered it or told people he wanted it done, that if we believe that, or if we understand Halpern and all of that, and all these Masoud and all these jerks and the Five Eyes, all the Five Eyes cats from Australia, the Prime Minister, the Foreign Secretary guy, and all of that, that you say, we're the domestic terrorists. No. FBI, you are the domestic terrorist because your leadership is the one that tried to do a coup d'etat and bring down a duly elected president of the United States. That, you see, really addresses itself to treason, and you guys should be prosecuted at the highest level all the way down through. And if anybody knew about it, and you didn't report it, then you should get dinged as well. And that should run into hundreds of FBI agents. So now we got this going on, and then we've got a known Soros. Is Soros planning to use embedded terror groups to block the 2020 election from taking place? Well, FBI, why don't you go out there and swear him in where he lives in upstate New York or wherever you got him and put him under oath and ask him if he's meddling in the election when he has a history of doing it. Great article by Dave Hodges, July 29th, Monday. Is Soros planning to use embedded terror groups to block the 2020 election? So FBI, you want to stop terror? You want to stop meddling in the elections by your own type people? Well, then you ought to go ask Soros what he's getting ready to do. Now, here's what I got yesterday. You know what? Before I do that, you want to keep old Hawk on the air? You want to keep me swinging at the Lucy's and at striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and trying to keep you informed as best I can of what's coming and how to prepare? Then I would hope that you would reach me here, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something. Anything is most helpful. I did not cover the amount I needed to pay for my medicine. And that's even with, you know, some kind of drug, you know, Medicare drug policy, you see. Donut hole, all of that crap. So don't think that I'm in some league where I'm a Rush Limbaugh or something like that. Believe me, I ain't even close. Everything I get goes into my basically basic needs in a monthly time. And that's it. So think about that. And if the Lord leads you to help, then please do. It can be easiest as FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, metals, check, money order, just fine. Now I'll tell you another thing. As you start to see the economy starting to have some top heaviness in the stock market, and the fact that we do have major problems in the world with debt, and all of the articles that I've talked to you about, how JS Mindset, Jim Sinclair, and Bill Holter said that they're going to eventually have to increase the price of gold up around $87,000 an ounce, allegedly $87,000 an ounce, or maybe more, to pay off the debt of the government, then you may want to get yourself some gold or silver and Renaissance Precious Metals, Brother Steve Quayle. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And while you're there, if you can get tickets to the Answering the Alien Question program that Steve is putting on in Branson in September, you're going to be blown away. If you can't go to it physically, then pre-order the DVD set for the upcoming Branson program, Answering the Alien Question. And he'll get you a free book. If you go ahead and do it now, he'll get you a free book, Terminated. The End of Man is Near by Brother Steve Quayle. I'm going to tell you. So with all this stuff, here's something I got yesterday. Oh, another thing. If you can go to sharpsaddles.com, 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 they have tremendous quality saddles, leather goods, harness, holsters. They'll make you a knife like you cannot believe the quality of it. They'll make you sheaths, whatever you need, saddlebags, scabbards for a rifle, whatever it is you might want. Even household items that would be made out of leather, that type of thing. Sharpsaddles.com. Now, I got this yesterday, earlier, about 7:20 a.m., let's say 8:20 a.m. Eastern. It says, greetings from the Lone Star State, Hawk. There was apparently a bomb threat at the Georgia Pacific plant west of Quanah. That's Quanah, Texas. And Quanah is up sort of a little bit west by northwest of Wichita Falls, not too far from Oklahoma. Had a bomb threat down at the Georgia Pacific plant west of Quanah. The thing that was odd was instead of using state police bomb squads or the guys from the Metro Police that are the bomb squad, they brought in a special bomb squad from Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls. The person asked, wonder what might be the reason they would call them. Maybe it's their ability to sniff out NBC-type weapons or materials. More of the Great Terror shenanigans? Question mark. You go back to the Great Terror. You know, the Russian Overture. All right. So I agree with that. They brought them in because they're more familiar with what might be some type of NBC or Seaburn type device. Now, that's not in a vacuum because there were some level fives on the Net C network, where they measure radiation changes all over the country with independent private metering systems that report in. And we saw, I believe, Hal Turner even report on this the other day. We've been reporting that because I've been getting good information from somebody for years, and I've been bringing it up. Those of you long-term listeners know I've always brought up the NETC stuff and how there was, in the past year or two, there's been some stuff, because this one up, I believe, was Concord, New Hampshire, or somewhere like that, was right near allegedly a Catholic church, big Catholic church. And then the person who was talking to me about it said, you know, we've seen these being next to churches in the past. I said, yes, we have. And that's over the last few years. And The person asked, well, why would that be, Huck? I said, guess who invented the quote-unquote sanctuary movement for South American, Central American, and Mexican refugees, quote-unquote. Primarily was started by the Marxist priests and some nuns that were in league with them that were in El Salvador and Honduras and those countries in Central America, Nicaragua, and they were part of a Marxist deal to bring them in the sanctuary, and a lot of them were stored in church basements and in rectories and the basements of parochial schools, etc., by these people. Do you also remember that we've talked about how the so-called Comanche Trail coming up from Mexico into Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, that there's a lot of Ahmed Sanchez's and Mohammed Gonzalez's, you know, that are coming through that speak real good Spanish and look culturally and dress now culturally like pobrecitos from Central America or Mexico. So that's another part of it. And then you also recall we had other information a few years back where somebody was driving from, let's say, the San Diego area, coming off a shift, and came through during the middle of the night of the desert, and they saw all these vans and station wagons and stuff waiting there, engines running, ready to go. And they stopped and said, well, what's going on here? And they talked to somebody in a station wagon or a van. They said, well, we're here. We're Catholic Charities, and we're waiting for the Syrian refugees to come in on buses that Obama was bringing them in, remember? And they were going to take another 200,000 or 300,000 of them, remember? And we put out then that that's what was going on and that they would say, we want to take them, we'll make them disappear and place them all over the United States. So then I got real thrilled today when I saw the viral video out of Germany where a Syrian refugee had a dadgum sword and was cutting and stabbing, two-handed stabbing, you know, the coup de ville, coup de grace, down into the neck or into the chest and heart area after he'd hacked to death somebody on the ground. In the video, you can see the person's legs flopping as the guy's hacking him. And then he does the coup de ville on him, the coup de grace, and takes off down the road, and he's a Syrian refugee. And I thought to myself, oh, that's just ducky. All the nice liberal ladies of Catholic Charities, you see, and in some richer parishes, you see, they might call them the witches. They're all from the country club set, the ones who've taken over the church from the priests, and in exchange, the priests get good Cadillacs or big Buicks and then memberships to the golf course. Now, I'm being facetious in some ways, although I do know of at least three of those type of scenarios personally, okay? So that is another factor here, is it not? And then what else do we have? We had San Francisco International Airport. Big, huge fire starting off the morning, burning, and unknown causes, okay? Oh, they tell you where it starts, but they don't know how it started. Then what do we have? One dead in Kentucky after gas line explosion shoots fireball into the sky. Moreland, a community about 40 miles south of Lexington. It just happens to be a big 30-inch natural gas pipeline operated by Enbridge Incorporated. The blast was so strong that it showed up on the Louisville weather radar, according to a tweet from WKVT TV meteorologist Chris Bailey. It's a regional gas pipeline that goes through there and eventually goes all the way to New York, taking natural gas to New York. So it blew the heck out of a whole area. It's like a, rubble and burnt to the crisp. And then what else do we have? Pennsylvania home, I believe, where was it? Washington County, Pennsylvania. Franklin Town, North Franklin Township. Another big gas explosion, you see. Now, what else do we have? That blew a house like it was a hellfire missile. Now, Washington AP, July 30th. U.S. issues hacking alert for small planes. DHS Critical Infrastructure Computer Emergency Response Team recommends that the plane owners ensure they restrict unauthorized physical access to their aircraft. Well, you don't have to have physical access to the aircraft to hack it. DHS. Cybersecurity firm Rapid7 found that an attacker could potentially disrupt electronic messages transmitted across a small plane's network, for example, by attaching a small device to its wiring that would affect the aircraft system. Well, let's suppose that they also maybe had an electromagnetic device provided to them. Let's say they're Hezbollah, and that the Iranians, who were the joint producers of a current portable electromagnetic device that was able to knock out the USS Donald Cook and some other Aegis-class destroyers, and that took out, allegedly, an F-16 coming out of South Carolina into the Georgia woods a few years ago, that took out at Navarre Beach in Florida, took out one of the Black Hawk helicopters that went down in a quote-unquote green fog, electronic fog, while the other one took power and was able to power out of it and leave. And then all of the other jets we've told you that have gone down in the last 2 years. So now we have an F-18 Hornet, or Super Hornet, doing the canyon run in the Mojave, where they do the Star Wars canyon. Okay, whoosh, and they're diving in and out, in the canyon and going around the turns at a full blast and a lot of speed, you see. But it also is known by a large number of the public that they can get up on certain high vantage points and see the planes coming around the corner. Oh, well, maybe somebody was up there and went, push button AB2, boop, and created an electromagnetic jamming that jammed the avionics and threw the plane into the side of the canyon. It's interesting that it happens yesterday after the U.S. issues hacking alert for small planes, DHS. Isn't that interesting? Now, hacked highways, connected cars could gridlock entire cities. At Dateline Atlanta. This is studyfinds.org. Study, S-T-U-D-Y, finds.org, / hacked highways. Cybersecurity has quickly become a priority for large corporations, business, etc. It seems like another major data breach is being reported every other week, and personal online accounts are often compromised by malicious actors. The Georgia Institute of Technology, good school, has found that the hackers may soon be able to cause major traffic problems in the real world by hacking and stranding internet-connected cars and trucks, you see. hacking just 10% of cars and trucks on the road would stop traffic enough to prevent emergency vehicles from moving forward. The research team ran simulations on Manhattan, New York, simulations, and found they were able to bring all traffic to a complete freeze by randomly stalling 20% of the cars on the road at rush hour. Okay. Now tie that in with the cities that ISIS is talking about and the Antifa. Okay? That also came out. Let's see, when did that come out? July 30th that came out. So what are they doing? They're covering their butt. All right? Covering their butt, because that is exactly what could happen. And then that would tie in with Wrath of God scenarios, or Day of Wrath, as in William R. Forstchen's little novelette, where he talked about how the Muslims would take over a school, the ISIS or Al-Qaeda, the terrorists. Let's say they take over a Catholic school, I don't know, Mason, Ohio, or something like that, I don't know. They sure visited that school there, and they had the big imam or Amman, the Hubba Hubba, came in, and he had a nice little Sundance pendant or whatever he had on. It had a camera in it, allegedly. So consequently, wherever it would be, and I've heard other people say that they've done the hands across the aisle, because the Pope has said, this Pope allegedly has said, that the Quran is just as good a book as the Bible. Now, this is getting to be an annual kind of a thing to a certain degree, and you need to be careful about it. Thousands may have been exposed to the swine flu at a Michigan local fair. Bowlersville Family Fair, that the pigs there, which was attended by thousands of families, began showing symptoms in the afternoon of Thursday, July 25th. The pigs were isolated and confirmed to have swine flu the next day, and they were removed then. They were removed from the fairgrounds the next day, according to Livingston County Health Department. So far, no humans have reported illness. But, you know, remember, we reported this from Michigan in the past, and then also reported, I believe, from the Warren County, Ohio Fair. I believe it was the Hamilton County, and maybe even the Butler County Fair, where they had swine flu and that people did get it. Now, going back to Bodie Bowditch, it brings up this Santino, William Legan, who they say is a white supremacist shooter. Well, I believe that his relative was a very famous Shia Muslim, and that the grandfather, a West Point graduate and a Santa Clara supervisor county, was accused and acquitted of sexually assaulting his daughter. Okay? Now, let's say that there could be some things in California, a different place. Having talked in the past, rest in peace, to Ted Gunderson, who investigated a large number of these, you know, MK Ultra mind control, creating the alternative personality, you know, the alters type thing through sexual trauma and electromagnetic, you know, stuff. Having also talked to years ago when she was with standing at a program with Nick Begich and talking to Bryce Taylor, who had been initiated or brought into this when she was a little girl by her father, quote-unquote, in Michigan a long time ago, and then brought along in various stages of programming in MK Ultra and MK Naomi and, Monarch and all the different types of levels of programming. And she was what was called a, quote-unquote, presidential model, all right? So you've got this then kid. And I would also remember that Dillon and Klebold and Columbine. Wasn't Dillon and Klebold one of their daddy's FBI? And then how about the Joker? How about the Joker who they said he did it alone, the orange-haired Joker guy in Colorado, right? But you remember we reported on that, and allegedly, I believe it was Doug Hagman reported that there were footprints, other footprints in blood out back of the emergency exit door that were not his, and that his apartment had been booby-trapped waiting for the officers to come, but that his father was some kind of a spook or had CIA, allegedly, or intelligence sort of ties, and he worked for the big one of the big firms out on the West Coast that just happened to be involved to a certain degree, one of the conglomerates that was involved in some of the research in mind control drugs and stuff. So FBI, you got plenty to investigate there too now, don't you? Are you going to send Bodie Bowditch out there and slow walk that thing, make sure it doesn't get in there? Let alone the one in West Virginia and all of that, where that guy was tied in with the CIA mind control that's underground there at that school, West Virginia. You remember all of that? I remember Greg Evenson and I talking about that. Or FBI, what about this one? I guess these people, New York fire commissioners demand new 9/11 probe, citing, quote-unquote, this is from New York fire commissioners, overwhelming evidence of pre-planned explosives in the Twin Towers in 9/11. So I guess they are also domestic terrorists, FBI. Don't go into these people's Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family and your property. Get the firearms. Get the food. Have a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And have a good copy of King James Bible at the end. Mighty men and women of outer use your high technology. And incidentally, I guess the Russian strike on the screen area is on fire. I think maybe you took some part. Just a little bit, or just a little tickle. In response to the China Lake being destroyed. But, see, you haven't done three quarters of a damn, I guess.